This is the journey that we take business owners on. We want to help them to become, period. We want to help them to become the architect of their business. We want them to go from being the rainmaker, where everything is dependent upon them, to becoming the architect of their business.
What if you could step out of the day-to-day and see your business from a whole new perspective? Welcome to Above the Business, where we empower you to rise above the daily grind and embrace a higher way of business ownership. Get ready to build your business by design. Are you an agency owner looking to better understand your financials and take charge of your tax bill? Well, Club Capital is here to help. As the largest accounting and advisory firm for insurance agency owners in the country, they are way more than your everyday run-of-the-mill CPA. Club Capital provides financial, CFO, and tax advisory services to help you plan and forecast your financial success. You'll meet every month to review your agency's financial performance, the difference between your profit and actual cash flow, along with helping you better understand your bottom line. Visit club.capital to book a solution overview with one of our business consultants. Club Capital, way more than a CPA firm.
Hey, everyone. Well, if you've not noticed, over the last, oh my goodness, we're probably going back 4 months or so, I've been on these Friday episodes kind of taking you bit by bit along every piece of what we refer to as the Rainmaker to Architect journey. And with this Rainmaker to Architect journey, we have a Rainmaker to Architect model. Now, I know many of you listen to the podcast on Apple Podcast or on Spotify, et cetera. So you may not be able to actually view this, but for some of you, if you're going to be on or potentially watching this on YouTube, you'll be able to actually see what the visual that I'm referring to. But alas, no worries at all. So if we go all the way back, it was even the beginning of very late February, as a matter of fact, I started and walked people through kind of three key points. I talked about point A, where's the business today? Point B, where's the business going? And what is your plan to get there? And those three pieces make up what we refer to as your business roadmap. After that, we ended up actually going through the three biggest problems that we actually see that business owners face on a regular basis. They, number one is that they lack clarity. They don't really know where they are, where they're going. And since obviously a roadmap helps with that. Number two is they really lack true systems in the business. And then number three, biggest problem is they're just tired, stressed, overwhelmed with all of the things to do. It sits on their shoulders. From that, we ended up then going into a series talking about the operating system. We talked about having kind of a team headquarters or a team hub where everything is stored. We talked about then that the operating system runs on a handful of playbooks. And then we talked about really kind of the three D's. You do it, you document it, then you delegate it off to someone else. And then we got into and we started talking about the personal operating system. We talked about leading yourself first. We talked about the most important thing you can do for yourself, the most important thing you can do for your team, and the most important thing that you can do for the business. And then after that, we went 5 weeks in a row talking about some of the milestones for you to be able to hit along your journey. We talked about, and the milestones we use is lays out as scale, S-C-A-L-E. We want to get the business to $1 million in top line revenue. We want it to be growing and profitable. We want to have ample time away from the business. We want to have leverage in the business with an executive assistant and AI. And then we want to have efficient operations with an operating system. Last week, I kind of filled in really the last piece of this, and that's like, what are we doing all of this for? And I think the reason we're doing all this is because ultimately, while your specific dream outcome may be a little different, what I've seen is pretty much universal for all small business owners. They want the business to be profitable, doing over $1 million, and they want it to run and grow without them. And so that entire thing, all of those episodes, I mean, going all the way back to late February. In fact, if you include this episode, it's a total of 19 episodes in a row have gone through in detail that entire journey and model. And obviously, that was by design. I wanted to take every piece out and be able to share with you. Now, look, you may have individual pieces that look a little different for you. And so it's important that, look, it's your business. You get to do with it what you want. But those are just the things that I personally experienced that I wanted out of my businesses. Those are the things that ultimately I believe that you need. I think you need an operating system. I think you need a roadmap to follow. And I think you need to do some stuff to take care of number one, for sure. I think that the dream outcome for most small business owners is they want it to be profitable, doing over a million, and to run and grow without them. I think there's some milestones to hit along the way. And I think that there's kind of three kind of specific problems that business owners face. They lack clarity, they lack systems, and they're tired and stressed. And to kind of finish out this long series that we've been going on since the beginning, almost the beginning of 2025, next week, we're going to kind of put the final piece on. And that episode is going to be called The Rainmaker's Dilemma, The Rainmaker's Dilemma. And so I'm going to talk about, what are we really solving here? We're really solving what I believe is called the Rainmaker's Dilemma. So we'll pick that episode up next week. So I'm excited to share that with you. But this is the journey that we take business owners on. We want to help them to become, period. We want to help them to become the architect of their business. We want them to go from being the rainmaker, where everything is dependent upon them, to becoming the architect of their business. And if you do that, you solve what I believe is the rainmaker's dilemma. I'm going to talk about that next week. But now you see kind of where all of this was, where we were going with all of this over the last 19 to 20 weeks or so. And that was, we were taking you on a journey. We are helping you to see the dream outcome, three core problems, three solutions, some milestones to hit along the way. Now, if you've enjoyed this, go back and listen to some of those episodes. You can get the particulars with it on each one of them. And I'd be curious, what area are you strong in? And what are one of the two areas that you feel like you're the weakest in and need the most help? So next week we'll pick up, we'll be talking about the Rainmaker's Dilemma. What is that? And then the week after that, I'm going to give a little bit more of a definition of, what do I mean by rainmaker? And what exactly do I mean by architect? Not just conceptually, but specifically, what's the difference? I look forward to seeing you over the next couple of weeks. Appreciate your loyalty to the podcast. Really excited about the things that we have coming out late 2025 going into 2026. All right, everyone. Till next episode, lead well and go be great.
You know how important it is to develop yourself and to develop your team. Well, if you're going to do that, you want to do it with the best. Work with Coach P Consulting to learn and implement the same strategies that he used to sell over 700 life policies in 2021 alone. You'll get personalized coaching 2 times a week and an in-depth look at how his office is run, and Coach P will train your team alongside his own. Get your first month free when you mention the Club Capital Leadership Podcast during signup. Visit CoachPConsulting.com to get started.